Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the translation of the Jummah khutbah, Friday sermon on the topic Mas'uliyatul Ab, the father's responsibility. All praise is due to Allah to the extent of what exists on earth and in the heavens, the entire universe, who has charged fathers with the responsibility of looking after their children. I bear witness that there is no deity but Allah alone, who has no partner, and I bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad is the servant and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send blessings, salutations, and benedictions upon him, his family, all of his companions, and those who are guided by their guidance until the day of judgment. As to what follows, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah. That is, reverential consciousness and self-restraining fear of Allah. Allah Almighty says, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes, and make us an example for the people of taqwa. O believers, fathers have a high rank and exalted station with Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty says, Wa walidin wa ma walad. And I swear by the father and that which was born of him. This is due to the fact that the father's task is immense and his responsibility revered and honorable. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, Inna Allah sa'ilun kulla ra'in amma star'ah, hafidha dhalika am dayya, hatta yas'ala rajula an ahli baytih. Indeed, Allah will question every caretaker and every custodian about the charge that he has been placed. Indeed, Allah will question every caretaker and every custodian about the charge that has been placed in his care and custody. Has he looked after it or has he neglected it? Until he questions a man about his household. The father is responsible for strengthening his children's relationship with their Lord and for instilling fear of Allah in their hearts and minds. Here is Prophet Abraham, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, directing his sons to that which is good for them, feeling his responsibility towards them, and instructing them to do that which will bring them closer to their Lord and preserve for them their religion. Allah Most High says, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ يَا بَنِيَّ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى لَكُمُ الدِّينَ فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And Abraham instructed his sons to do the same, and so did Ya'qub, Jacob, saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen for you this religion, so do not die except while you are Muslims. The father is responsible for the well-being of his children and keeping them out of harm's way. For indeed, Prophet Noah felt this responsibility towards his son and went out of his way to save him, calling him from the depths of his heart, as it's related in the Holy Quran. Ya bunayya rukam ma'ana. O my son, come on board with us. Truly, it is this paternal emotion, this fatherly feeling, that was stirred by love and a sense of responsibility. Part of a father's responsibility is to ensure that his children acquire expertise and experience in the various areas of life and learn to get along well with others and to teach them to keep abreast of developments. while at the same time holding fast firmly to their noble customs and authentic traditions. The ancient poet says, وَيَنْشَأُ نَاشِئُ الْفِتْيَانِ مِنَّا عَلَى مَا كَانَ عُوَّدُهُ أَبُوهُ. The growing child from among you, the growing child from among our youth is firmly raised on what his father accustomed him to of traditions duly praised. O Allah, protect our children, make them a source of happiness and joy for us, and help us to carry out our responsibility for the sake of the stability of our families and the cohesion of our societies. I say these words of mine while I seek Allah's forgiveness for you and for me. So seek Allah's forgiveness, for He is oft forgiving, most merciful. All praise be to Allah alone, and peace and blessings be upon Him, after whom there is no prophet, and upon His family, companions, and those who follow His guidance. Furthermore, I counsel you, O servants of Allah, and myself to have taqwa of Allah. Dear and honorable fathers, the life of a father is one of giving to his family and doing his utmost for his children while showing his love and affection for them. When one of the small grandchildren of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, would come to him, he would pick him up and carry him and kiss him out of love and compassion. Al-Aqra ibn Habis once saw him and said, I have 10 children and have not kissed a single one of them. So the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, looked at him and then he said, مَنْ لَا يَرْحَمْ لَا يُرْحَمْ. Whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy to. This is how the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, makes fathers aware of showing love and affection to their children. The father is the source of safety and security for his children. He is a role model for them, whose behavior affects them and impacts upon them. Therefore, part of his responsibility is to set aside time for them, sit in their company, listen attentively to them, get to know their needs during their various stages of growth and development, guide them in their choice of friends, support and assist them with their talents and develop their skills in order that they may grow into a fruitful, wholesome and firmly rooted tree who make their country proud and bring honor to their families.